Time for another Kennedy Malloy catch-up. The garden tools with more power and less noise. Use Makita's cordless power garden tools. Power over 200 tools with one battery. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hello, Australia. It is Kennedy and Malloy, not present today. We'll sort him out later. I am here with Dangerous Dave.
G'day, Janie. How are you?
I'm good on this Monday. We have got so much to get through today.
Oh,
we are going to look at the magnificent concert that was yesterday, the Five Flight concert that I was at. Backstage and everything. I was rock's chick personified, I have to say. Pretty happy with myself. How dare you? There's a few things that have popped up.
Yes.
In how dare you. Like coronavirus masks, the price has gone up. How dare you?
They're gouging. That's what they're doing.
Price gouging masks.
How dare you?
Outrageous, as Greta would say. How dare you? Shaka Khan has done a really bizarre anthem.
I've seen this.
And it reminded us of some of the more significant anthems that we've had over the years.
Yes.
We've got the Song Whisper coming on, of course, with one of these great songs that...
Which I believe, by the way, Jane, we're giving away Green Day tickets today, part of the Hella Mega Tour.
These are great prizes.
So
we've
got
Fall
Out Boy, Weezer and Green Day. Yeah, that's nuts.
So stand by to hear what the Song Whisperer's clue is today. And I'm very excited because Lawrence Mooney is coming in,
Moon Man.
I don't think we've chatted to him for a year. I'm going to ask him why, what he's got against us, why he doesn't like us anymore.
That's right.
He, of course, is doing breakfast in Sydney. We'll talk to him. We've got lots more coming up on the show. I'm very excited to be here today. Mickey won't be here today, but we wish him all the best. He'll be fine. But I'm just feeling pretty cozy to do the show with you, Dave.
So you're in Sydney, Jane. So you've been spending some time in the Great Harbour City Firefight Festival, which I watched last night, which was unbelievable. It made me very proud to be an Aussie to start off with.
Tell you what, it was – well, first of all, I went out for a bit of a long lunch.
Oh,
as you do
surprise.
In Sydney, and it was beautiful weather with some friends. And then, yes, went to ANZ Stadium, and I'll talk a bit more about it. It was so buzzy, and I haven't seen a concert like that since with the Live Aid and all those shows.
Well, you've never been to a music festival before, though, have you?
This does not count as a festival.
You don't think this is?
No,
pretty big.
I still need to go, and I'm just flagging that for all the bosses here. I am still up for Coachella or something like that, still to go to. But it really was awesome, and I'll talk about it a bit more in a minute. But you went to Bublé, I know.
I did on Saturday night.
Yeah, now
Saturday
there was a special
night.
Occasion because it was.
It was Valentine's Day, yeah.
Valentine's Day, that's right.
Post Valentine's Day, yeah, we had
a
great night.
How was it?
Well, good. We went out for dinner first up, so
Where'd you go?
We had in a little cool spot. What do you mean it's interesting?
What kind of cool spot?
Well, it was like in a trendy area of the city that we went to. So checked the specials board and found a couple of great specials for me and Mrs. Dangerous.
Hey, and did you give Mrs. Dangerous the Bublé perfume we gave you?
Well, you gave that to me on Friday, which I thought was for me. Until I opened it up
about?
And realised.
I gave it to you.
Yeah,
I gave it to you to give to Liz. You didn't open it, did you?
I did, because it says Bublé perfume.
No.
Well, guys don't do women's perfume. It's Bublé. So I thought it'd be like an aftershave or something.
Guys don't do women's perfume. How did I know it was a women's perfume?
What? I only knew it was a women's perfume until I gave it a bit of a spray. It's like,
sorry. That was your present to give your wife, and you already opened it.
Well, here's the thing. My daughter, who's 16, is now, she's like, that's nice. I'll take that. So she's put that on her shelf. So
Oh, my God. You have no idea. That is so insane.
But Bublé, he sold out three shows where we're at. He's unbelievable, Jane. Because I kind of went in thinking, I was a guest of the record company. I thought, Michael Bublé, it's a bit Nana sort of music.
Sing the song.
And his performance was outstanding. He is, for one, a great entertainer. He's a funny bugger.
He is.
Talks a lot between the songs and got some great stories to tell. And he loves Australia as well. So there's a real connection between the Canadians
and
the Oz.
We're not going to play Bublé now.
No.
What we're going to play now is one of the highlights for me, and I'll fill you in more about how amazing this show was. I'm sure many of you watched it because it rated its socks off.
Yeah.
This is Queen with Adam Lambert up front. His voice is incredible, and I think of all the songs that they did last night, this one shows how special and how he deserves to have Freddie's spot. This is Queen live at the Firefight concert with We Are The Champions.
If you were there, 1-triple-3-5-3, give us a ring right now.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Thanks to Makita's range of cordless garden tools from Makita's cordless power garden range. an unbelievable performance. Queen and Adam Lambert from last night. Firefight Australia, we are the champions, Jane.
I was cheering. I was hoarse.
I bet you were.
It was unbelievable, the atmosphere. So many people there. Congratulations.
So where were you? You were like backstage or something, were you?
I was very lucky to, sort of know people around. Thanks to Paul and Donna Dainty. Thank you very much for backstage. Seeing Alice Cooper get ready, and they were going, go and talk to him. Say you talked to him last week. I said, no. Listen, the guy's about to go on stage before 70,000 people.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go and pull his red jacket and say, oh, hi, remember me? We chatted at Kennedy Malloy.
He'd remember you for just a few days ago.
I know, but I would not want to be disturbed by some bogan chick coming up to him. If I was about to go on air and give a rocking performance, I thought he blew the roof off. That's when just everyone was so lifted. He was brilliant.
Yeah.
I thought Tina was great. There was I saw her backstage as well. Tina Arena rocked the roof. She was
so confident. She did like a divinal song. I didn't actually get to see Tina, but from all reports, social media, they were buzzing about it.
She was incredible. Let's take a caller. There was people are calling up. Give us a call, 1-333-353, if you went to the concert. Hello, Mark. You were there?
Hey, Jane. Hey, Dane. How are you going?
Yeah, good.
It was amazing. I was there with my ex-wife and my two daughters, 14 and 19.
Well, that's amazing in itself. You were there with your ex-wife. Yeah. That's good. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, good on you.
It's been 10 years, Jane. We play nice these days.
I love hearing that. It's very grown up, Mark.
I wasn't at Live Aid, but I imagine that's what it felt like to be at Live Aid in 85.
Absolutely. 85. What was the highlight for you?
Just the range. The highlight was Alice for me.
Yeah.
Was seeing my ex-wife go, oh, my God, Alice Cooper is amazing. And I said, oh, my God, Five Stars are really good. I wouldn't go to a Five Stars concert in a heartbeat. But
that's right, Mark.
They were really good performers.
Now, if Mick Malloy was here, he'd go, who's Five Five Stars?
I thought they were great too, Five Stars.
5 Seconds of Summer, of course, they were awesome. Good on you, Mark.
When Queen came on, Jane, and they started with Bohemian, I thought, this is a bit unusual, starting with, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yes, the big one.
And then the penny dropped. I thought, hang on a minute, so this could be the Live Aid set. And then they tweeted out that...
That's right.
By the way, Jane, I'd hate to do a humble brag on Kennedy Malloy, but while I've got the forum, I got retweeted by Queen last
night. Oh, my God.
How's that?
What?
Because I said, we're all bouncing around the living room, loving the concert, and then Queen retweeted.
You mean someone who works for the Australian arm of Queen?
Brian May's got the phone and
really? Brian May, last night, in the middle of his set, says, God, Dangerous Days said this. Ping. Awesome.
There goes the phone. Better retweet.
Hey, thanks for the call, Mike. Hey, Jackie, you're on the line. What did you love, Jackie?
Well, being a Queen fan from, when I was 5, watching Countdown, Adam Lambert rocked it, and Roger Taylor, Brian May, Lee Kernaghan even, but...
Lee was fantastic.
Definitely. And I got my ugly mug on TV, so...
Did you? Well done.
Jackie, your day's been made.
I was front row. I was so excited front for Queen, and
the,
I had a...
Yeah. It was just a happy, really uplifting atmosphere, actually. I've got a bit of a montage to play of just some highlights. There were so many, but this is just a sample. Let's start with Tina Arena. Sing Divinal.
Oh, fantastic. Boys in Town.
Yeah.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, this is an amazing version. Fonzie.
Yeah, crowd going nuts.
Oh, yeah, that was...
Alice.
Rocking it. Oh, that's cool. Is that the Hilltop? Oh, it's there?
Yep.
Oh, there. Queen again. The sound was amazing.
Oh, yeah? Sounded great on the telly.
It did.
That's giving me chills now, Jane, just hearing it again. Oh, this was amazing. K.D. Lang. Whoa.
Beautiful. Do you think I was singing along?
Oh, I bet you were crying.
I was.
Jane's gone the blub.
people were texting, tweeting me that.
Yeah.
That was beautiful. Katie Lang, who sings in Barefoot, by the way. Always has. Like Delta.
That.
Delta was great. Everyone, we can't name you all. You were absolutely fantastic, and it rated really well as well. It didn't quite win the night, though, of course, wouldn't you believe? Bloody Maths won,
really,
course, last night. But it did rate, because it was on for so long, but it rated very well indeed. Koshy was very excited. Sam and Koshy were hosting. Koshy, by the end, was jumping under. He said, I think we've got a little bit of Koshy here.
He's Koshy.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness, what a performance by Firesauce for Firefight Australia. Of course, the boys grew up just down the road here in the Hills District of Western Sydney.
Oh, thanks, Glenade Baker.
The Hoods, the energy of Hilltop Hoods.
Hoods.
Adelaide boys live on stage at Firefight Australia. How good are they?
Yes.
I'm exhausted.
You're sweating a bit.
Tell me who wasn't Dazzy at home then.
Yeah, that was,
great Southern
land. It was
land.
Pretty good. We've been going off.
Together. Oh, classic. What a night.
Sam was worried because, of course, she was a bit sweaty, and by the time Ice House did Great Southern Land, he did have a big white hanky, as they cut to him.
He couldn't sound more whiter, though, Koshy. Oh, the Hoods. How good the Hoods.
Exactly, that's right. All right, Dave, we might come back to a few more calls later on the show, but thanks, everyone, for calling.
Yep.
It was brilliant.
Coming up next, How Dare You? This is Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
All your dreams are dashed.
How dare you?
All you talk about is eternal groundswell.
How dare you?
How dare you?
How dare you?
Yes, it is How Dare You. If you've got something that's bugging you and you want to say how dare you to someone,
How dare you?
133353 is the number to call because we have a few coming up. I'm going to give you an example that's something.
What do you got, Jane?
Got my
goat. Who am I daring?
How dare you
how
to the
dare
company,
you?
Thank you, that supplies face masks, price gouging the Australian public, jacking up the price from $2.50 to $38.
Oh, come
dare you.
On.
What the hell?
It's like petrols.
That is outrageous. Nice. In fact, being at the airport yesterday, and there's a lot of people walking around with face masks,
really?
And I was getting a bit nervous, as they were on the plane. Pharmacy Guild president Anthony Tassone has referred Livingston Proprietary Limited to the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission. Just saying, are you serious? You've got to be kidding. So since January, it's gone up and it's 1,500%.
That's ridiculous. How much? $38 bucks for a face mask?
$38.50.
Nah.
How dare you?
Remember when I said I saw that there was a British doctor who looked at where they're from? They were made in Wuhan. Could be
I don't know whether they actually work. I hear stories about those ones that you buy. They're not going to do anything for you. So
there's special Fandango. I also read in the Daily Telegraph today that there's an extreme shortage of chopsticks.
Chopsticks?
To this country, yes.
Why? But
I think it's to do with the manufacturing and the packaging, and for some reason it's all to do with the virus.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's crazy.
How dare you?
You cannot eat Chinese food or Asian food with a fork. No, thank you. Anyway, give us a call, 133353, if you've got anything. How dare you?
Give us a ring, and you might win some prizes too. We've got some Brick Lane cases sitting here that's got your name on it. Give us a ring, 133353.
Drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Next out today, Jane's in Sydney after the glow of Firefight, having a great time at the concert there. We've got a big second hour coming up. A guy who's dominating breakfast radio in Sydney is Lawrence Mooney. And Moon Man, his first appearance in a very long time on Kennedy Malloy coming
up.
I'm
going to ask him what he's got against us and why he hasn't been
what's
on.
What's happened? Is it
something
we said?
Well, it wouldn't be anything I've done.
No, it wouldn't
but
be
I'm
you.
Guessing it could be something Mick.
Maybe Mick. <That's> right. But how I'm dare you right now? 133353 if you want to get involved and how dare you someone?
How about this one?
Mm.
A chocolaterie. Is that how you say it?
Chocolatier?
A chocolaterie. A place that makes chocolates, right? In the Yarra Valley in Victoria.
Yeah.
Is in a spot of trouble. I won't do a pun because that's so tragic, but a lot of spots of trouble because they have a product that they want to call Freckles, which is the chocolate with the hundreds and thousands on top, right?
Yeah, Freckles. Yeah.
Yeah. So Nestle put out Freckles, and you see them, you know, we've had them for years.
Right.
They're not going to let this company name them Freckle because they say they own the
How dare
Freckle.
You?
What?
They've trademarked
Freckle. You can't own
Freckle.
The name Freckle.
Yes, they have.
Oh,
they do.
No.
And these people call them Freckles because they were very innocent and they put Freckles all over the packaging. And it's a David and Goliath.
I had no idea that it was owned Freckle. I just thought Freckle was the name. Well,
no, you see, we have by coincidence a packet of Haig's, you know, beautiful Haig's chocolate. We have packet of those.
Oh.
And I said, you called them Freckles. I said, no. What are they called?
They're milk chocolate speckles.
Speckles. See, Haig's didn't, they couldn't take the big David on, or Goliath, which is Nestle. They couldn't take them on.
But come on, Nestle, just relax the Freckle. Fine.
I'm not going to go there.
Did you not say to me about 30 seconds ago before the mics went on, oh, I love fairy bread though?
I do love fairy bread.
Do you?
But it's a different taste. I can live without a Freckle. Okay. Now, Adele.
Yes.
Who's fascinating me at the moment because she now weighs 2 stone.
Yeah, she's transformed, hasn't she?
She's transformed herself. Nice. I think this is a bit out of line. What happened? She went to a wedding.
Hmm.
And she served as like a sort of a bridesmaid, but she was there. She went along.
Mm.
Get this. It's someone's wedding. She stood up and sang, of course, Rolling the Deep.
Oh, this one. We could have had it's, by the way, it's an epic song.
It's a great song. Yeah.
So at someone's wedding. That's pretty cool, though. There's nothing wrong with
no,
that,
it's not. Not if you're the bride.
But it's Adele.
It's the bride's
day.
It's the bride's day. And then Adele gets up and announces she's got a new album. listen. It's hard to hear, but just have a listen.
New album in September. That's exciting.
And then she said, and one more time, and it's all back to me. Well, I could have had it. What is going on?
That's a pretty good wedding singer, though, having Adele at your wedding. That's pretty nuts.
Well, you're a man and I'm a woman, and I would just say she better strap herself in because that is her ex-best friend. Big time, I can tell you. Hey, we've got some calls on the line. How dare you is what we're talking about. Paul, how are you going?
How's it going?
Paul, really good. This is really serious, this one, though, Paul, isn't it?
It is. How dare they get rid of Holden out of Australia?
Yeah.
How dare you?
Institution. Well, iconic. It's part of us, isn't it?
But what are they going to do at Bathurst?
What are they going to do at Bathurst? You're right. But our car industry's down the
Ford
poop chute.
Ford might actually win one now, though. But,
yeah. I say, you're a Holden man, eh, Paul?
All the way through, General Motors.
Well, I'll fight you. I grew up Ford in a Ford family, but I am very loyal to Holden because they're wonderful sponsors.
Was your first car a Holden, Paul?
Yeah. Every car I've had has been a Holden or a Chev.
No, Paul, this is the last nail in the coffin. You're right. That's no good. We got a price for Paul.
I'm sorry, Jane, that you grew up in a Ford household.
That's okay.
Can't let it go.
But I'm friends with everyone now, especially when it comes to giving us advertising on our show.
Thank you. We got a case of Brick Lane coming your way, by the way, Paul. So
good on you, Paul. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Sean. Hi, Sean.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Really good. This annoys me too.
I get the train every morning, and people that stand right in the doorway and vote the passengers off, fair dinkum, get a brain and move to the left or right, or get on the bloody carry. Simple as that.
How dare they?
What makes you the big wig that you stand at the doorway? Do you get tempted to want to give them a little nudge just on the platform?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, no, I can't stand that either. Thanks, Sean, for the call. Let's go to Eleanor.
Hi, Eleanor. Jane. Hi, Mick.
How dare the people at Costco? What have they done at Costco?
They've seemed to have stopped putting a lot of chocolate on their lamingtons. How dare you?
Not enough chocolate on the lamingtons? It is un-Australian. Is that a lamington that has jam inside or no jam?
Yes, please.
No jam, but you can buy jam at Costco to put it in with some whipped cream.
Oh, well, what's the point?
Makes it better with jam, though, doesn't it? You can't
too much effort, I think. Thank you, Eleanor. Let's go to Matt.
Hi guys, how are you?
Yeah, what's going on?
Okay, so there's a bakery down here in South Australia on the York Peninsula.
Beautiful spot.
It's really good. It's down at Middleton. They have a 5-star rating for food, and they've been told that to keep their 5-star rating, they have to stop squirting tomato sauce into the pastries and give out sachets instead.
Oh.
How dare you!
Is this a food and health and safety rubbish? What does that mean?
I'm not too sure what their politics behind it is, but it's caused a bit of a furor.
They're not having a lend of you, are they? It's not like a joke, because that's ridiculous. Why do they have to stop doing it?
Oh, I've been stewing on it all day. I heard it first on the breakfast radio on Triple M this morning, a real bit. And ever since, I've just been, how is this happening?
Because you've got to get the whole bottle and you've got to nudge it right inside, don't you? Then squeeze. And that's part of the fun, having a
sauce-filled pie. Oh, my God. Yeah, people have gone nuts. They're too politically correct there, Matt. Let's give a prize to Matt. He's been steaming about this all day.
All right. Well, a case of Brick Lane is coming your way there, Matt. So thank you for listening. That's How Dare You, Jane. The Song Whisperer is not far away.
Oh, excellent.
And coming up next, we're going to revisit some anthems because Shaka Khan.
Oh, God.
Shaka
but
Khan,
I do
Shaka
like
Khan.
Shaka Khan, but she's gone Shaka Nuts.
You got to hear it next.
Okay.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Mick Malloy out today. Hey, the Song Whisperer is not far away, Jane, where we're giving away tickets to Green Day as well.
I think this one might go off quickly.
You reckon?
Yes. I have a feeling.
I'm amazed that people get it, by the way, just as a little behind the curtain stuff, because sometimes I know what the song is and I think, I would never get it. I would never work it out. And everyone
does. But
that
is you, Dave.
I am a bit simple. Yeah. That is true.
You're a man of simple needs.
I really am.
You're a man who opens his wife's perfume
it
thinking it is
Michael Bublé on the cover.
Why?
The...
would just because a man makes perfume.
Yeah, it's your man's
man.
Perfume. Why would Michael Bublé make a lady's perfume?
I would have
perfume?
Said it's aftershave for you. I wouldn't have said give this to your wife.
To give to me.
No.
Anyway,
I'm just furious.
Smells like a lady's perfume.
Of course
but
it
I was very
does.
Appreciative of it.
Michael Bublé goes into the factory, you know. He helps make the scent. Lucky it's
Why
not
you
the
make
same factory
scent,
as...
We need a Jane Kennedy
No, I've told you.
Well, sandalwood or something. What would it...
No, it's called Stress by Jane Kennedy. I was going to say, I'm lucky to hope that Michael Bublé doesn't go in the same factory that Gwyneth Paltrow does to make a can.
That's right.
That's what his perfume might have been. No. Okay, now today was the All-Star Game in Chicago. That's the best NBA players, yeah?
They were yeah, that's it.
So it was pretty emotional today, of course, off the back of, sadly, Kobe Bryant and Gianna, his daughter, dying.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course, seven other people as well who were in that dreadful crash. Shaka Khan did the national anthem. Now, for all of those of you, I know everybody will know Shaka Khan because I love her, but here's just how she normally sounds.
Yep. She hasn't really been on the radar for a long time, though, has she, Shaka Khan?
No. She always puts her name in her songs, too. Shaka Khan. Yeah.
Shaka Khan.
Okay.
Shaka Khan. Shaka Khan.
Thank you. That's enough.
Shaka Khan. Let me Shaka Khan.
It's Shaka a good
Khan.
Name.
It's not bad.
Why is that not a baby's name? I don't know.
What,
that
little
is
baby
a great
Shaka
name.
Khan?
Yes, why do people call their baby Shaka Khan? Anyway, she did the anthem and, let's just say, she tediously put her own twist on it and it went for about 4 hours. Mm. We're not going to play it in full, but here's a bit of what she did.
Oh, say does so spangled.
Oh, my God.
Oh, come on, Shaka.
You're joking.
What?
And she's on it.
She's only up to the first bit. You have to stop it now.
Wind it up, Shaka.
Oh, no, we can't hear anymore. It's in my head. In. Can you fade it?
By the way, as she's still going, the players have started to get into their positions.
Can you fade it now? I can't hear anymore. Honestly, I'm serious. Turn
there
it
she
off.
Goes. She's
Thank
done.
You. Oh, my God. That's just insane.
Shaka.
That is so self-indulgent, I can't stand.
It's all about her, wasn't it, for that performance?
Well, do you know what actually started trending? Not Shaka Khan. Hashtag Fergie. Because we all remember how hideously Fergie did her rendition. Let's have a little Shut up. That's it. Oh, my God. She's still going.
So Fergie was trending on the back of Shaka Khan.
Because it was so annoying, which it still is now to hear. So don't play any more of her. And what I was reminded of by, I think, the song Whisperer, or maybe it was yourself. Ahead of their time, as usual, The Simpsons with the national anthem sung by Bleeding Gums Murphy. Let's just listen.
Oh, say, can you can see.
All right, we get the idea. Thank you, Dave. Stand by. We have the Song Whisperer.
You got it.
He's got the clue coming up for you.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
With Jay, the Song Whisperer.
Hey. Hello, Song Whisperer.
Hello. How are you, Jane?
I'm good. Now, did you watch the concert last night, by the way?
I've only...
As a Song Whisperer.
Yeah,
I presume it is down your alley.
Actually, I was watching The Godfather at the Astor Theatre here in Melbourne. So apologies to all.
Wow.
Haven't seen it before.
there's a bit of an insight into the world of the Song Whisperer on a Sunday night.
Best chalk tops going around there.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
Self-reference.
Don't bring up the freckles.
No, that's right. Don't
bring up
the war.
Song Whisperer.
Yes.
The song you have chosen today. Well, I don't want any hints, but are you ready to sort of give the clues for it?
I'm ready. I've got it here and I'm ready to go.
By the way, Green Day tickets, if you work it out, the Hella Mega Tour 2020 with Weezer and Fall Out Boy. So,
and the number is 133353.
Excellent.
Okay.
This is a song about a man with a one-track mind and copious amounts of self-assuredness. He is fixated on another person and expresses his desire to concentrate his own resources, both personal and financial, in order to court this person at an acceptable yet undefined standard.
Okay.
Wow.
An acceptable yet undefined standard.
You know, he's saying...
Personal,
this
financial... Is it Dancing Queen?
It is not.
We would not be playing that. Not
on
Triple
M. Oh, I got it.
We
I
would
know
not
what
be
it
doing
is.
That.
Is it this?
Chaka-chaka-chaka-chaka-gone.
Well, we wouldn't play it now. We wouldn't blow it. Actually, the board's lining up.
It is not Chaka Khan either.
No, and I don't think they've got it all correct. But that's good. Stand by, everybody. 133353. Also, we have Lawrence Moonman. Mooney coming in, and I'm going to get to the bottom of why he hasn't come in, it seems, for a while.
He's right after this. Get it in.
That's why he's in.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
That's right, it is the big second hour of this Monday. It's Kennedy Sol Milloy today, but that's all right. We'll see Mickey later on. We have still got a huge hour coming up. The Song Whisperer will have his song, and I have got I Call BS. And the headlines today are insane.
Give us one, Jane. Just give us something.
I'll give you one headline. Palace confirms divorce. Now, you be the judge about... That can be about anyone, quite frankly, because it's so random.
It's confirmed, though.
It is confirmed.
Wow.
Right now, we have Lawrence Mooney.
Our next guest, Lawrence Mooney, the award-winning host of Triple M Sydney's Moon Man in the Morning, was a late scratching from Mick's pub shout last year.
When I ran to check, he was possibly on the tail end of a very big lunch.
Oh, he's winding down.
I've made an executive decision in both our best interests that maybe he not go on.
Yeah, I think that's wise.
Two words, career ender.
He's a man with strong ties to our former PM.
Basically, what I'm doing is funding Alex to fund independence to destroy the Liberal Party. Angus Taylor, Greg Hunt, that's rhyming slang.
Moon Man's performing stand-up shows nationally in the coming months, and he joins us right now, Lawrence Mooney.
Lawrence, thank you for being here.
This is the first time I've been on Kennedy Malloy since I failed to appear at your pub lunch.
Well, I'm not holding against you, but maybe Mick is. Yeah. And that's why it's very apt that you're here and he's not here at the moment.
Right, that's why I've been subbed in, because it's like Malloy still can't stand the sight of
him. He bears a grudge.
He bears
a grudge. That was funny. What happened that day? There was something. I think you didn't know you were going to be on, did you?
I did. I had a bad cold, and I didn't want to infect anyone.
Well, that would be stupid.
Yes, that's right.
Well, not the coronavirus, that's for
sure.
No,
I have returned to Sydney from Adelaide.
Now, you have a huge show on. Beauty is the show that you're doing.
Beauty!
So, now, Tell me, that interests me, why you have a show called Beauty.
Well, it, I
no offence.
It's interesting that you say that, because I speak to the audience about beauty and nobody really considers themselves beautiful, even the most beautiful person.
Sure.
And it, through my career of being dumped and begging for attention from women, no woman will accept that she's beautiful. And if
really, whenever this is fascinating.
Whenever I've told a woman she's beautiful, the response is always the same, and that is, please don't approach me in an underground car park. I've got a spray. And but it's true. And I say to the audience, and none of you are beautiful, because very early on you decided to develop another side of your personality. And that's why you're here. You started reading books and going to films, and then you got onto comedy. And so you're all my people, which is you like fried food.
Yes.
You're experimental and grateful. And average-looking people are sexy. They like to get it done.
Have you been looking at my profile in Tinder? But that's extraordinary because we are programmed. Women are programmed to not be vain, not to accept compliments. All right. The time, we're told that.
I think that is a cultural thing with Australian women. You tell an Italian woman she looks beautiful, she says, grazie.
Yeah, but they're up themselves.
There you go, bang. Those bloody wogs.
But it's true.
But it's interesting because as girls, though, you would have been told by your mother and your father and your aunties and uncles how beautiful you are.
Yes, we did it. So my sister and a dad like that.
Yeah.
But we just go, what's your dad? It's the same thing he'd say, show us up, do a little fashion parade of all your outfits that you've got today. Well,
that's
hello, girls. He goes, oh, you look smart. And that's your cue to go and change what you have on because your dad's...
Little fashion parade, okay. Sounds creepier than it should, doesn't it?
It's not.
All right, I've had a couple of wines. How about we have a fashion parade? It's like, whoa.
Half of that's correct, but not the creepy part. I'll give you that. Now, what was the scene like last night in Adelaide? How would you...
Adelaide comes alive at this time of the year.
Yes, it's Fringe Festival time.
And there's also so much else on not the Clipsal 500, but they have their, supercars.
Yes,
race.
They do. It's a very strange gathering, isn't it, of cultures. Mm. So you have the comedy crowd.
And there's also other fringe theatre stuff and a lot of, burlesque and cabaret people
on
getting around
stilts
in bodices and doing a bit of torch song. But it was fabulous.
You would quite like that, I would have thought.
Mm, I do. I don't mind a bit of torch song. So I drill down on, the idea of beauty too and how we pursue it constantly. But it's just terrible, the whole explosion of cosmetic surgery.
Well, it is. Have you seen any of Married at First Sight? Have you seen those women's lips and their boobs?
They all look the same when they do that smoothing out the face, the stretch, and then Botox, it's shiny.
They're so young.
The lips, and it's like...
They're like one girl's 26 and she honestly looks 45.
They end up talking the same way. Because exactly. Their faces are so tired.
There is no way. There's no way they can do it. All right, look, we're going to go to a quick song, but what I wanted to find out too, because I was at the concert last night, the Firefighters concert, Russell Crowe, who I know is a mate of yours, had a very important message for the world. And I want to play you a little bit of it because it was very important.
Was it about fire?
It was about...
Was it about fire and the bush?
It was similar.
I love the bush.
It's uncanny. I'm Kennedy Malloy.
Lawrence Mooney's with us. We'll talk about those comedy shows and how you can get tickets right after this.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Mix out today, but Lawrence Mooney's here. By the way, dominating breakfast radio in Sydney. And Moon Man in the Morning is now aired nationally across Australia on the weekends as well. So
well, that is
out.
About time, yeah, I would exactly. say.
It's terrific.
Yeah, so it is. I'm missing it. Well, I get to hear you, of course, in Sydney. Mm-hmm. Other people around Australia would like to hear you more.
We need our fix, don't we?
And if you don't want to get up, on the weekend and turn on the wireless, you can go to the Triple M app.
Well,
and,
I'll do the
you can catch up with all the shows.
I can do that. I saw you on the telly the other day, actually. Mm-hmm. I had the Today Show on.
And, Carl Stefanovic was dissing me.
He was giving it to you.
Well, I do the cross from the studio here.
Yeah.
So I'm just looking into a camera. I can't see what's going on. And he's holding up a picture of the guy from Up.
And you and Alison were having a conversation and the crew were all laughing at Carl holding up a picture and you didn't know what was going on.
And I thought I was doing killer material about splashing pensioners on rainy days.
It was a very good likeness.
Well, yeah, I've had it before because I do also have an underbite. So my resting
face...
This
is another beauty thing. See, I wouldn't even know that.
Sometimes my wife Lou goes... how you going, mate? And I look over and she goes, yeah, massive underbite.
you two are pretty brutal. That's hilarious.
But to catch your partner with that kind of resting face.
Wow.
God, you can just look like an absolute...
I do get told I might have resting bitch face.
Have you?
Sometimes. Not often.
What is it? Oh, right, that. Yes, that's very good. Mm. That, just lifeless
that is,
eyes.
Yeah, lifeless.
Terrific.
I was at the firefighter concert yesterday. It was fantastic. And I noticed that when I got home, I was watching on the TV, which was just as exciting to watch. And Russell Crowe, who's a mate of ours, I thought it was a very interesting proposal that A, Channel 7 and Foxtel and the organisers said, fine, we'll embrace this. It was basically educating climate deniers.
And how long did that go for?
Well, it was, I think it probably went for 2 minutes. Do you reckon, Dave? Did you see it?
Do you want to hear some of it?
Do you want to hear a bit of how? I mean, he was really
absolutely
well produced.
Okay,
let's go.
You've heard the phrases climate science and climate change. And while it is a deeply complex subject, there are absolutes around us that can simplify what we understand. Climate is what happens over decades, centuries, millennia. Weather is what happens day to day. It is absolutely true that there are always fluctuations in weather. How we measure the change in climate can be seen in the extremes of those fluctuations and in the increase of the number of extreme weather events. Not the only reason, but the principal reason that we as humans are having a measurable negative effect on the heat balance of our global atmosphere.
Mm. Your eyes are becoming drowsy.
There's another minute of this if you want to know.
There's another
just
minute.
Imagine.
We'll just continue to.
You're in a field. You're naked. You're a naked guy in a field.
I'm getting
mud
confused.
Up. Put mud on yourself. Cover yourself in mud.
Is that how it ended?
Feels good, doesn't it? Well, that's Mother Earth.
And that's climate change.
And that's climate change in a nutshell.
Thank you, Russell.
Do you like the way I say fluctuation?
Stop it.
I say fluctuation. Like it's some kind of
word. It's getting a bit heated in this studio, I have to tell you.
Are you fluctuating?
Thank you for that explanation. Don't you think that was extraordinary to put on today when people would be sort of,
That's an interesting decision, but if he came forward and said, I want to do it, then you're not going to turn Russell down. The interesting thing when you speak to Russell, though, he does this to men. He tries to outball you with his voice.
Must win all the time, you're pretty low now.
No, you kind of start going down to his level, and then he goes deeper.
It's a ball-off.
Yeah, wow. I've got more ball than you.
Actually, I find myself talking a bit low too when I see him. Hi, Ross, how are you?
And then you just stop trying.
But you need to have a voice like that in Hollywood. Everyone I see in Hollywood's got a voice like all those. Yeah. Chris Hemsworth talks like that too. He's got a really deep voice.
They all talk like this.
But that's the key, obviously. You've got to have
I've
a ballsy
heard in Hollywood,
voice.
Yeah, you've got a very high voice, but you can't. No middle ground.
No, I get
see,
that.
See, I even said ground. It's
you
so
did. Giving me shudders. You had a very special too. You're a really great dad. You had a special birthday. Is it all right for me to say that?
Yes, it is. My daughter Maggie turned 7 on Sunday and I was away in Adelaide.
Yeah.
And I threw a surprise party for her before I went away.
See, that's good dad stuff.
It was good parenting.
We're seeing their good memories though.
Yeah.
Because, you know, a 7-year-old, you've got to look back and...
One of the birthdays that I do remember is 7, and so I was conscious of the fact that it's a big one, you know.
I do, and I remember mine. We had Bozo the Clown.
Wow.
You got Bozo the Clown.
Well, not the real Bozo. The shady Bozo.
Shady Bozo just... Oh, right.
Well, I don't know if it was a bit of upskirting for Mum at the time. It was the 70s, she's wearing a mini skirt, but I'm just saying I think Bozo was a little handsy with Mum. But I was a bit traumatised.
Did he have one of those every time he touched on, you know, I'm a clown.
He did in the big shoes. And I, since then, no. So yours is a much happier memory for your daughter.
Yes, absolutely.
I presume there was no big shoes and horn.
No, clowns. I love clowns. But,
really?
But you know that inside that clown suit is a man, a sad man.
Well, isn't that Darren what Casey stand-up
tells comedy
is?
he goes, Darren Casey tells this great story about seeing a clown out the back of a shopping centre where the guy's obviously been doing a bit of a promotion, and he was sitting on the gutter, and his clown suit had ridden up, so his genitals were quite well wrapped in clown suit,
Hang on.
He was just having a dart. Just
with the clown phone, the hair.
And just having a dart. He goes, he was a clown, but he was also a man.
That's no good. Oh my God.
You don't want to see a clown smoking. That is spooky
No,
stuff.
You don't want to see a clown smoking at all. All right, we've got dates for you on how to go and see beauty, which is awesome, right around the country as well. Dave?
Yeah, Adelaide Fringe Festival, 13th to the 15th of March. Then Brisbane for the Brisbane Comedy Festival, a little early, in fact, the 6th to the 8th of March. In Melbourne for the International Comedy Festival. Perth, Regal Theatre in May. And then in Sydney at Enmore Theatre in May and the Concourse Chatswood as well. So lawrencemooney.com.
You can go there and all the dates are there. I am loving this segment, by the way.
I call BS.
I call BS.
Can you stay for it with me?
I'd love to stay for it. I'm so wrapped up in the royals.
Well, so am I, and everything's true, of course, so I'll give you the latest update on the royals and more.
And I've got a royal conundrum for you.
Oh, all right. I'll enjoy that.
I call BS next.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Source close to industry, source insiders, our friends, associates, speculation, eyewitnesses.
Married at first sight, Sarah. My stalker wanted to eat me.
It's time to call.
It is. Do you like these segments?
I do, because I lived a life of these magazines when I did Dirty Laundry Live on the ABC. So
went
full immersion and I love it.
Oh, are you having loose withdrawal symptoms if you don't read them?
Well, if I'm waiting at the supermarket, I will pick them up and have a flip. But I spoke to the editor of New Idea once.
Yeah.
And she said, in these preposterous stories, there's a little bit of truth that you have to find that they have to kind of hide because they are dancing around a whole lot of defamation.
Oh, my. So you're saying this type of journalism is much more cerebral than we just thought?
No, they're hiding secrets in there and you've got to find them. There was one about Jennifer Aniston saying her boyfriend's dumped her and gone back to rehab.
Well, that's pretty inflammatory.
Well, what they were trying to say is Jen's a massive stoner and he couldn't be around her because he has to be zero drugs, zero tolerance.
Oh.
So it's all like witch.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Now I'm interested.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. That is alleged, of course. Hmm. Now, are you into the royal stories?
Oh, the royal family, absolutely. The conundrum I was going to throw at you is Princess Beatrice.
Hmm.
Is she a princess? Yes, she is.
She is.
She's getting married to a guy called Edo, which is pretty funny considering her dad's a...
Edo.
Did Edo, you call me, honey? No, I was calling Edo.
That is bizarre. Not... It's actually bizarre. And he also, this boy she's marrying, I don't trust him.
Right. You don't trust him as far as you can throw him. But the thing is, her father, Prince Andrew, an absolute sex pest, is going to have to walk her down the aisle.
I know.
That is...
It's weird.
It's weird. Is she going to...
She loves her daddy.
Absolutely.
They had pizza together.
I don't care what daddy and Jeffrey did.
No.
In that house.
They did.
In that heist. With those
slaves. On the island. What about on the island? What about on the island of Mustique?
Four times a year? No, impossible. Three. That's terrible. But it's basically what the royal family has been doing for generations.
And now everything's coming out of course. Now we're finding out what really goes on. Now I will go if she gets married. A, it's going to be at Buckingham House. I have a feeling it's going to keep being put off.
Right.
Yeah, postponed.
So
and they might
keep Andrew out of the...
I think it might be best to keep Andrew out.
Andrew?
She's the favourite.
Yes, Mummy.
He is the favourite.
Would you like to go and have a holiday in Paris? We can drive you into one of those... No, Mummy, I don't want to go to Paris. I know what happens there.
Yeah, okay. Don't bring up Paris, please. She'll be upset. All right, now, did you know that Megan's modelling to pay the bills? Because they're broke. Megan and Harry are broke, and she's picking up a bit of modelling on the side. I'm telling you this from the magazine.
Can you please pronounce her name correctly?
Megan.
How dare you?
I'm so sorry. Megan is modelling.
Have you seen Megan? Have you seen Megan Safro when she was a kid?
Yeah, I have. Well, you didn't watch that Despicable Fathers interview, did you?
Listen.
Oh, my God. What a piece of work
Moon
he
Man
is.
In the Morning is a big fan of
Mr. Michael.
Do you know he's won two Emmy Awards.
Oh, for what was he, a set designer?
Lighting or lighting. And photography. But she's tied her wagon to his star. He probably got her into the business.
Rubbish.
And then
rubbish.
He's just a hurt
he's been,
father.
No, she hasn't tied her. She's more talented than he is. He couldn't even act trying on a suit in the middle of a market
poor
somewhere.
Poor man relieved himself at an internet cafe. Who even goes to an internet cafe?
He is shocking. All right, I've got another one for you that is really insane. How are we going for
time? Who goes to an internet cafe?
He does, because his life is mental. All right, do you remember Cyclone Cyrell?
From Maths last year. So she was the one that threw a glass of wine over Martha.
That's correct. You'll see your memory's very sharp. For everybody who may not
you're
be as
ding-a-ling.
Sharp. As long, we've got that. Have a listen. Here she is. Yeah.
So what you don't understand,
I don't need to understand shit. All I know is you work through a marriage. You don't sit there and just meet up with another wife.
Well, I'm going to explain.
F*** off. Please, the world doesn't revolve around you, Sam. You ain't King Ding-a-ling. Settle the f*** down.
Wow. Wow. That is fantastic.
World doesn't revolve around you. You're not King Ding-a-ling.
So that was Sam, who she was with, right? Well, she then hooked up with another guy from the show, Eden. I can't remember who he was with. Another one of them chicks. Anyway, they have had a baby. I am not joking. They've had a baby together. They're naming the baby Bub, just for now. Because
they should call it King Ding-a-ling.
They should. It's King.
He's the King.
King Ding-a-ling. Sorrel. What I just used to love about this woman and her, well, her mother is going to be very excited because there's a new grandchild. Can we just reminisce about how respectful of family values Sorrel's mother was? Let's just have a listen.
You've always been like this. You only think about yourself.
Why the hell am I being selfish? You have a family. Karen has a family. I'm by myself. I'm selfish.
Don't swear in front of the food.
Okay. Don't swear in front of the food.
I think it was food plural.
Oh, but she...
Don't swear in front of the foods.
Food plural.
Please do not.
But so Tyrell would go from 0 to 100 in an instant and very shouty, very quickly.
Well, that red wine incident was pretty tough. I'm going to do a quick one to leave you with. Zipporah
Malka, formerly.
Yeah.
Kate Fisher.
Dickie wanted to romance me. Now, Richard Wilkins, last week he was with Terry Irwin. This week, that is one flip. Gone from Terry Irwin to Zipporah.
Well, he has had about six wives, hasn't he?
He has lots.
Yeah.
He has lots. He's a good dad. Good on you.
He's a terrific bloke, too.
He is. Awesome.
But I tell you what, man about town.
Hang on, please don't go there about
Zipporah
everything Malka. Yes. Hey, Loz, thank you for joining me today. I've really loved doing this segment with you. In fact, way too much.
Well, may you fluctuate into the future.
Thank you. See you, Loz.
See you later.
Moon Man in the Morning, aired across Australia on the Triple M network. You want to check that out?
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
With Jay, the Song Whisperer.
Song Whisperer is here with us now.
Hello.
We've had lots of calls. This is, I'm not sure if people, I thought people were really going to get it immediately.
Mm.
I don't know. Should we read out the clue again, please, Song Whisperer?
This is a song about a man with a one-track mind and copious amounts of self-assuredness. He is fixated on another person and expresses his desire to concentrate his own resources, both personal and financial, in order to court this person at an acceptable yet undefined standard.
Mm. Very interesting. I think we go for a quick call, see if anybody's got it now. Let's see, Dave, can we go to Simone?
Yes. Hi, Simone.
Hi, Simone.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. Well, after those clues the Song Whisperer said, what do you think it is?
Oh, I've changed from my first one.
Oh, have you?
Yes. Could it be I'm Too Sexy?
Oh, right said Fred.
Right said Fred. A one-track, someone with a one-track mind.
And very self-assured.
Very self-assured. Fixated on himself, I think, could be the go. Song Whisperer?
Not Right Said Fred.
Oh, it's not. Should we take another quick one?
Well, we're going to go to a break now, but we've got a bunch of calls we're going to take. So it'd be 1-333-353.
Good idea.
If you've got an idea what it might be. Hey, by the way, we've got tickets to Green Day, the Halamega Tour 2020 with Weezer and Fall Out Boy. If you know, give us a call.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
And it's thanks to Makita's range of cordless garden tools for Makita's cordless power garden range. We thank Makita because we love them so much and they do it fantastic.
We
job.
Absolutely do. We love Makita.
What do you love
we
the love... best about Makita? What's
well, I can't your... choose. Don't make me choose like choosing who's my favourite child.
Well, you know that.
Well, the dog.
<That's it.
laughs> They all know that.
That's it.
They know it's Indy. But if I had to choose, you know what I'm a bit partial to at the moment?
What's that?
The motor wheelbarrow.
Yeah, so it's a power-assisted wheelbarrow. It's nuts, isn't it?
I just think I couldn't help but go for a ride in that. I just think maybe I hop in that. I get the whole family with the cordless hedge trimmer, one with the turbo blower.
Yep.
One with the lawnmower. Who can have that?
Well, it only needs one battery to operate that wheelbarrow, by the way. And carries carries up to 130 kilos. So you put three of you in there, Jane.
Yeah. Hang on.
Divide that by three. Yeah,
you look terrified right
now. For a minute.
How dare you?
No,
how dare you?
Makita.com.au.
Well, it could carry anything.
Yeah, exactly right. I was using my hedge trimmer on the weekend and the line trimmer as well, which is fantastic. So you do your edges, you mow your lawns and you do your edges and it's just like a cherry on top of the cake.
Was that before you went to Buble?
That was after.
Was that before or after you opened the aftershave that you thought it wasn't? It was perfume for your wife.
It doesn't say perfume, it just says something by Michael Bublé.
Hey, do you think Makita could put out a range?
I
couldn't
imagine
they?
That. Yeah, it'd be good.
It could be a scent, grassy.
Sir Walter, whatever it's called, that grass. Oh, yeah, I'm
Sir
in.
Walter, the type of turf.
Yeah, the turf, yeah.
It's not Sir Walter Raleigh.
I think so. I'm not sure.
No, it's not. Cooch. Oh, my God. Do you know, Sir Walter Cooch.
Maybe.
That's also got another name. Thank you, Makita. Yes. We love you. Head to makita.com.au.
Jane, I believe it's time for this.
Jane. Whisperer.
He's back.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you, Song Whisperer, today?
I'm doing great. Feeling good.
Feeling good?
I am feeling good.
We have the clue one more time.
Sure, why
there are some good guesses.
Yes.
It's a very good one. It's a very good song. I know what it is.
Right.
We'll see if anybody else does. Go ahead.
This is a song about a man with a one-track mind and copious amounts of self-assuredness. He is fixated on another person and expresses his desire to concentrate his own resources, both personal and financial, in order to court this person at an acceptable yet undefined standard.
Right.
All right. It sounds very self-indulgent, doesn't it? I don't know. Or creepy. Hello, let's go to Jason. Jason, what song do you think it is?
I thought it might have been I Want It All by Queen.
Ooh. So hot right now, Queen, on the back of last night's show. I mean,
and it's a repetitive mantra.
Yeah.
Not Queen.
No, it's not Queen.
No.
Sorry, Jason.
No worries. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's go to Phil. Hi, Phil.
Hello. I am thinking of a song. The official title is Escape.
But I know what that song is.
Know it as the Pina Colada.
Song.
Oh yeah. Okay, he's got plenty on. Well, one track mind because he wants to get that lady.
He does.
His lady.
Not
song
correct.
Whisperer. It's not correct. Sorry, Phil. Celeste.
Yeah.
How are you going, Celeste?
I'm good, thanks. And yourself?
Really good. Tell me what song you think the Song Whisperer's got on his mind today.
Well, after listening to that clue again, I'm not so sure that I'm right, but I was...
Give it a bash, you never know.
The Police, Roxanne.
Ooh.
Roxanne. What part of that, let me just see, he's fixated on another person?
Yeah.
Song Whisperer, what do you think?
Not the
I'm sorry, Celeste.
Not Roxanne.
Hang in there, everyone. Daniel, you might have the answer.
Hi, yes. I'm just wondering if it is Green Day, Stay the Night from Uno.
Well, we are giving away Green Day tickets, so this could be it, Song Whisperer.
I haven't heard that song for a while. I like that one.
Yeah, not correct.
He was pleading. He had an issue. Wanted her to stay the night.
Did.
But not so, that's not it?
That's not this one.
Dylan, you might have it here because... This man's got something on his mind.
Yes.
What do you think it is?
I was going to say, is it Robert Palmer's Addicted to Love?
Great film clip, by the way.
For guys, it is a great film clip.
Addicted to Love?
Not Chillin. Robert Palmer.
No, it's not. Oh, my God. We're running out of time. Daryl, you might have it. What do you think it is?
I'm hoping so. I think it's George Ezra, Budapest.
Oh, good song. Give me one good reason why I should never make a change. He's asking a question.
He is asking a question.
Yeah.
Great voice from George Ezra, yep. But not the right George.
Oh, my God. This is ridiculous. Can we do one more?
Yeah, we're going to have to wrap this one
Lisa?
Up.
Lisa? Lisa?
Hi, how you going?
I think before we have to go, you're the last call. What do you think it is?
I think it's I Got My Mind Set On You by George Harrison.
George Harrison.
That is one track.
Ezra,
I've Got My Mind Set On You. He repeats that a lot. So is
sure
that copious amounts of self-assuredness? He says it again and again.
Yes,
Song Whisperer.
Does.
Is this correct?
It is correct, Jane.
What? Yes, Lara! Woo!
It is George Harrison.
Lisa.
Well done.
You got two tickets to go see Green Day. The Hella Maga tour is coming with Fall Out Boy and Weezer. LiveNation.com.au. Tickets for you. Well done.
Personal and financial. Game he wants. Going to
so
take
much.
Money. A whole lot of money.
A drive home that's a little unpredictable. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Mick Malloy not here today, but Jane and a cast of friends. I mean, earlier we had Lawrence Mooney on the show.
Yes,
the
thanks,
Song
Lawrence,
Whisperer
for coming in.
As well. So, as I said,
he's going to bed now so he can do breakfast show
he's
in Sydney Moon Man in the morning.
Hey, Jane.
He's a machine, yes.
Very special guest tomorrow.
Oh, I know.
I'm really excited about this, and I'm sure
Me
you
too.
Are. Because you saw him in the flesh yesterday.
Well, I saw him perform as everyone else did, and as the front man currently of Queen now, with Freddie's approval, I'm sure, Adam Lambert, who is the most talented guy on the planet at the moment, he's going to talk with us tomorrow. I can't wait. I'm so interested. I've got so many questions for him, and he's coming in.
What a voice.
It's incredible voice. We'll talk to him about that.
Because you were saying earlier that when he was singing We Are the Champions, the stage was vibrating.
It absolutely was.
Nuts.
It was shaking. It was so extraordinary, the notes he was hitting. Oh. We also have a real treat, and we love talking to Ross Noble. Oh. He's going to be in tomorrow as well.
A-lister.
So we'll look forward to doing that. He is an A-lister.
Adam Lambert and Ross Noble on one show.
Well,
crazy.
You behave yourself, Dave, and don't fangirl
too much.
Take my lead. Follow my lead.
I will.
All right?
Stay cool. Got it.
Okay. And give your wife the perfume.
Yeah.
It's Michael Bublé for ladies.
Not sure about that. Smells
yes,
great on
is.
Me. We'll see you tomorrow. Drive you home with Kennedy Malloy.
Another Kennedy Malloy catch-up, powered by Makita's cordless power garden range. More power and less noise with one battery across Makita's range of over 200 tools.